Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, Germany's Der Spiegel recently reported on yet another export from the U.S. to Europe that folks on the continent are upset about. What has now appeared in Europe?
I'm going to require a hint.
Well, in France, they'd be le débris blanc. Clearly, you're confused by my incredibly accurate accent.
I got this.
Not only was
the
that
something,
Parisian.
The something white,
yes.
But I missed the middle of that.
Le débris.
The something white,
the white
Snow
something.
White, the white, a, the White House, the
no,
White
no,
House.
No, 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 it's sort of a problem.
That'd be Maison Blanc. No,
you know,
yeah, okay.
It's, guys are setting up trailers and shooting at beer cans on the fence. Of
white trash.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, le débris blanc.
Der Spiegel described the effects of deindustrialization in Europe as having produced an underclass that is unproductive and intellectually depraved, the spiritual cousin of the American phenomenon of white trash.
You didn't mention bad teeth.
All Europeans have bad
yeah.
teeth.
Unlike, as in our country, the Germans seem to believe that these TV-watching, fast-food-eating, cigarette-smoking citizens are a threat to their way of life, not a market for pickup trucks or the theme of successful sitcoms.
We call them voters
yeah.
here. And I, for one, am rather fond of them.
Up next for the continent will be those, you know, lists, you know, like, you know, you might be white trash if your chateau has more miles on it than your car.
I'm really trying to picture Jeff Foxworthy work in Europe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough sell, isn't it?
Yeah. Roxanne, a remarkable discovery about elephants. They seem to be one of the few animals other than humans with the ability to do what?
Hold a grudge.
We knew that. They never forget. That goes
That's
to the classic.
Right, right.
Classic thing.
Okay.
No.
Is this a behavior or an emotional?
This is a behavior thing.
A behavior thing. Okay. They watch too much television.
Go on Wikipedia.
You got that? And they control the remote with their trunk.
They hand their trunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No.
No, no. I mean, imagine an elephant going.
I know.
I have to give Roxanne a hint.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
The chivalrous.
It's only fair.
Okay. Imagine an elephant saying, "Does this skin color make me look fat?"
They watch their weight.
No.
Not well.
They do drink a lot of red wine.
If you know it, go.
No.
They can recognize themselves in a mirror.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This
now,
is.
Peter.
Yes.
Oh, you go ahead and read.
Which, when you're as big as an elephant, is really not that. Oh.
What's that large?
What else would it be?
Wait. How do they know that?
Well, here actually.
How do they know that? Because my cat. Right. Looks in mirrors. I mean, dogs and cats look in mirrors and sort of go, oof.
According to animal psychologists, most animals, including dogs and cats, when they look in a mirror, they think they're looking at another animal.
Yeah.
Very few animals are able to look in a mirror and know that they're looking at themselves. What they did was researchers at the Bronx Zoo put a big mirror in an elephant enclosure back behind where people couldn't see it, and they watched the elephants, and the elephants would apparently, you know, go up. At one point, they know that they got proof when one particular elephant, they put a mark on it, just a piece of chalk, mm-hmm. and it went up to the mirror, and it sort of looked in the mirror, and then it started poking at the mark. It knew that it was on itself, you see? Self-awareness. And then another elephant walked up to the mirror, looked in, and said, "Oh, my God, is that my nose?"
See the pretty girl in that mirror there? Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.